It's Friday afternoon in New York City, May 8th, 2020. This is Smile Says, a podcast presented by me, Smile from the Lower East Side. I hope you enjoy the program. Thank you for listening. What's up, everybody? Since this is the first episode of this podcast, I guess I should tell you all a little bit about myself, because some of you might not know who I am. While my name does ring out in certain circles, I'm not super famous or anything. I work in entertainment. I've been an actor and a producer mostly, but I've worked all sorts of jobs. You can search for me online, or you can go to my website, lowereastsmile.com, to learn more about me. So why did I start a podcast now? There are many reasons, but, you know, well, I mean, let's just get the big one out of the way first. COVID-19, the coronavirus. Well, it's not actually the coronavirus, it's a coronavirus. There's more than one of them. There's not actually 19 of them. That's a misconception. It's called COVID-19 because it was first identified in the year 2019. You know, and that's how they designate those viruses. It's kind of like those old disaster movies, you know, like Airport 79 or Shaft 2000. I think they're focusing more on the term coronavirus over COVID-19 because, you know, they know that we're going to be in this for the long haul. You know, this is not a sprint. This is a marathon. This ain't Rocky beating Clubber Lang in 3 rounds. This is Rocky going the distance with Apollo twice. That's 30 rounds of heavyweight action. And you know what? Winning in the last second, too. That's the distance we got to be prepared to go, like that. So, you know, they're going to keep referring to it as the coronavirus, you know, because come, you know, 2021, when they're talking about it, they don't want to be saying COVID-19, COVID-19, because people are just going to be thinking, damn, this is going on 2 years already. But we'll be able to do it. You know why? Because you can't beat the human spirit, right? In the short term, though, you know, a lot of people, because we have stay-at-home orders and we're here, we're unemployed. I'm one of them. That's why I'm saying we, you know, like we're all in this together. Because the entertainment industry is pretty much shut down for now, and that's in the short term. Eventually, you know, they'll get to a point where the stay-at-home order will be lifted and we'll be moving back into society. But in the meantime, you know, I had to start a podcast. Well, I didn't have to start a podcast, you know. It's just a way of trying to generate some revenue, but it was either this or, you know, go back to being a cam boy, and I am no longer young and cute, so that's not really a viable option at this point. I had been neglecting my website for quite some time, and now I needed to update it with new content, again, because I need to monetize it now and try to generate a little income. I hate writing. That's the thing. And it's just not something I enjoy doing. The kids in the after-school program I teach creative writing at would probably probably wouldn't do them good to hear that, but that's the truth of the matter. So my website is basically my blog. It's about me. It's stuff I'm interested in. It's pretty much pro wrestling, entertainment, women in bikinis. There's some original videos. There's a section called Song of the Day, which is really more like song of whenever I get around to it. So I figured the easiest way to add a steady stream of new content to my site and keep it fresh was to just talk shit and post it there, basically. Little audio snippets, that was my original plan. I hadn't even thought of it in terms of a podcast until I was thinking about monetizing it. And then I realized, okay, I actually have to do something a little more formal instead of just random audio snippets. They can be a bunch of random audio snippets that I collect into a whole bunch and string together as episodes. And hopefully they'll make sense. The website is called Insomniac Non Sequitur, after all. The thing is, I couldn't just host it on my own website. I mean, eventually, I plan on getting all the episodes up there and just so people can, you know, if they're visiting my website, they can just go there and it's, you know, one-stop shopping. But in order to effectively monetize the podcast, I was going to have to work with an established third-party host and syndicator in order to reach a wider audience. So this is kind of like a radio show, I guess, but it's not on the radio. And the great thing about it is I don't have to leave my house, so I can avoid one of those, you know, talk radio situations where, like Eric Bogosian, he goes and talks shit for 2 hours, then gets shot in the parking lot, the end. That's not going to happen to me, so that's a plus. That's basically what this podcast is. It's me, you know, talking shit about things I like. Unfortunately, there's no way for me to post photos of women in bikinis. You'll still have to go to the website for that occasionally, which is at lowereastsmile.com. In the meantime, you have this podcast to listen to help take your mind off of things for a little while and put you in a good mood. And if you are already in a good mood, I want to put you in an even better one. I know it's going to take more than just some positive affirmations and pep talk to get through this, you know. We're going through a lot of changes very quickly in society, in the world, and these changes are going to last for a while. So if you find yourself overwhelmed and you just need to talk to somebody or reach out, you can do that. There are a lot of places online for you. One of them is Taraji P. Henson, who's best known as Cookie from the television series Empire. She's donating some money to set up counseling for folks online, and that's going to be free. Like, she's going to set people up with counselors and stuff, and I don't have the information right in front of me, but I'm going to see if I can put links in the show notes or on my website. I'll post, hopefully by the time you hear this, I'll have that posted up. Matter of fact, I'm definitely going to post it up on my website because that'll give me an excuse to post some pictures of Taraji Henson in a bikini or some lingerie. Any excuse to post some of those pictures, I'll take it. Be sure to check that out at lowereastsmile.com if you're into that sort of thing. Another is the National Alliance on Mental Illness, and they are at NAMI.org, and there are a lot of resources there to help you out. And I actually found out about them because they had a promo, an ad, like a public service ad that ran before Westworld. If you watched it this past week on on HBO's on demand apps, I don't know if it ran on broadcast television, but that's why I found out about that. And you know, that was before Westworld. Maybe they knew, like, man, people are going to be furious at this and they're going to want to talk to somebody. The ad before Westworld was probably the coolest thing about it. By the way, just so you know, nothing I say here can possibly spoil the show because it was already fucked up by the time I got there. The show is well made. Everybody gives their all acting wise and the production values are great and it's, you know, top notch all around except for the story it's telling. It's just derivative of too many other things that I won't name here because I don't want to spoil those shows and movies and things. The one thing I will mention is that, you know, Bernard is like, hey, fuck Fight Club, I prefer The Matrix. And then he goes in and he's sitting there for decades and then he's covered in dust when he wakes up. Was kind of dumb, but then I flip over to Supergirl and it's like Lex Luthor's twirling his goatee saying, "Mwah, ha 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 ha, after I enslaved the world in virtual reality, I don't know what the fuck his ultimate plan is. It doesn't really make sense. Like, he's gonna enslave the world in virtual reality and do what with them, you know? I mean, they're both nonsense, but at least Supergirl doesn't spend $69 trillion a year on nonsense. The other thing about Westworld's story is that it just relied on too many WWE style heel turns, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know if people were turning good, turning bad, changing alliances, or if Dolores was just everybody, which they ripped off of Doctor Who, but I'll come back to that. You know, it's like there were so many heel turns that you would have thought these people were in a fashion show walking the runway, especially because everybody's got like such cool futuristic gibberish written on their clothes, and then they light up in interesting patterns and say weird shit like, you know, my mood is Dale Bicho. Speaking of WWE, Dairy Queen had a really stupid commercial that ran during Monday Night Raw. I don't know if it's something that's only airing during WWE programming or if it's something that's running and you can just see wherever, because it was one of those split screen deals where the ad ran on the right side of the screen while the wrestling match was up in the left corner and the logo of Dairy Queen was in the bottom left. And the logo says available for takeout and drive through because that's what they're promoting now, right? You know, so nobody is sitting down and, you know, they're promoting social distancing. Or at least I thought that's what they were doing because, well, what's going on in the ad is that they're brought in a few different families and they're showing them individually, like eating some Dairy Queen, and they're going to be interviewed about, you know, how Dairy Queen brings them together as a family. They enjoy mealtimes together. And then what they don't know is that they're going to be interviewed by AJ Styles, who they cut to, and he's like, buy some computer monitors and some or whatever it is, TV monitors, and I'm thinking that he's gonna be like on Skype or FaceTime or whatever with them, right? And they're gonna be like, oh cool, look, it's AJ Styles, right? No, that's not what happens. What happens then is he comes, you know, crashing through a wall, and everybody's shocked for a second because, you know, what the hell's going on? Somebody just came crashing through a wall, and it's like, oh wow, it's AJ Styles. And then it's like all like handshakes and hugs, and I don't know what that thing is called where he does like the too sweet hand gesture thing, and then they touch it like they're kissing, like, or something, I don't know. But anyway, you know, and they all got their arms around each other and they're posing for photos and stuff, and like, oh cool, it's AJ Styles. And my first thought was, what the hell, I thought we were practicing social distancing. I mean, like, if that was me and my family, it would have been like, AJ, in the normal circumstances, I love you, but stay the hell away from my family. I'm allowed to be near with my family because we've been quarantining together, but I don't know where you've been and who you've been there with. I don't know who thought this was a good idea for an ad. I can assume that they conceived of it and shot it and put it all together before the pandemic broke out and we were doing social distancing, and they couldn't just scrap it because they spent, you know, X number of millions on it and it was done already, so they just had to go with it. But, you know, the whole conception of the thing was odd to me, because why is AJ coming in crashing through a wall? You know, why didn't they have Otis do that? He's the one with the Kool-Aid Man gimmick, right? Anyway, if you're trying to figure out Westworld, don't even bother, because they announced weeks ago that season 4 of this shit was going to be totally rebooted, so it just doesn't matter. Season 3 was basically an elaborate setup for Aaron Paul as the new lead. And they also basically, like I said before, they knocked off Doctor Who. Instead of regenerating, Dolores just rebuilds another body. The role can now be played by anyone. Although when we last saw her, she was being played by el hijo de González y González. His name's actually Clifton Collins Jr. I'm not trying to be a wise-ass about it. I mean, look at my name. Smile from the Lower East Side. That is my name. Actually, it's Smiley. That's the name my grandmother gave me. The story goes that when I was born smiling. As I got older, Smiley got shortened to Smile. The same way, you know, Eddie might be Ed, or Billy might be Bill when they become adults, and then someone younger in the family is Smiley. So why do I go by Smile from the Lower East Side? Well, lots of reasons. To start with, I'm from the Lower East Side, and when I say that, I mean I was born here. I live about 2 miles from where I was born, in fact.
Another reason is I don't want to be confused with a lot of the other Smileys out there. Like, I don't want to be confused with Tavis Smiley, Ricky Smiley, George Smiley, John Smiley, Guy Smiley, Justin Smiley, Smilex Chemicals, Smiley Kylie Ray, Major Dwight Smiley of the United States Air Force, or Lachlan Monroe. That's more my name now than anything else. I get mail. I get packages. Madonna doesn't even get her mail. You would think she would, right? She's more famous than me. She goes to the post office. They look at her and she's like, I'm Madonna. I'm Madonna. They search for her. And then I guess the first thing that comes up is maybe, I don't know, a photo of her sucking Vanilla Ice off. And they're like, hey, you're telling me you're this porno star? And she's like, no, I'm a pop star. And they're like, yeah, right, lady. And then Nina Hartley walks in and they're like, oh my God, Miss Hartley, we've got all your packages and stuff here. Can I get a photo? And she's like, that'll be $40. I do get some laughs sometimes because of the way the stuff is addressed. I guess most computer systems list Smile as my first name, from the Lower East as my middle name, and then Side as my last name. So sometimes I get mail addressed to Smile from the Lower East Side. Sometimes it's just Smile. Sometimes it's Mr. Side or Smile Side. Like my Starbucks card says Smile Side on it. The funniest ones, though, have to be the ones from Disney, because they don't address the mail to you. They address it to your family. So when I get it, it's addressed to the Side family. Like, I'm a bigamist and doing, like, some Bill Paxton Big Love type shit. Not every company thinks that Smile is my real name. They don't believe it. Like Facebook, for example. This is why I don't have a Facebook account, because a few years back I did. And when I tried to sign up for it, they didn't accept Smile from the Lower East Side as my name. And they suggested Lower East Smile as my name. And I figured I could change it later on. I just took it just to sign up. I guess the reason why they suggested that was because that was my website, lowereastsmile.com. And the damn thing recognized the .com address as a more likely name than my name, right? So I signed up, and then, you know, a couple years back, they decided, hey, we need to verify your name now because, you know, you've been pestering us to change it to Smile from the Lower East Side. Again, I'm a performer, and you could search for that. I mean, you could search Google for that. You could search IMDb for that. And within a couple of clicks, you get all sorts of personal information about me. I don't know why I'm telling you this. I'm like playing myself here. But anyway, back to Facebook, right? So they were like, hey, send us all of this documentation and everything to prove that this is your name and you're you, right? Okay. So I thought about it. And while I'm thinking about it, all of a sudden, it turns out that there's a company, Cambridge Analytica, and they're like selling all this data to the Russians so they can manipulate the elections. Yeah, I guess this was more than 2 years ago, actually. The point is that when I heard about this, I was like, fuck that. I ain't sending them jack shit. Forget about it. And they basically booted me off their platform. They didn't 100% boot me, though, you know. They held on to all of my stuff. They held on to all of my photos and all of my videos. And I'm still active in their system because every once in a while, I get an email from them. And I can't turn off these emails. In order for me to turn off the emails or unsubscribe to them, I have to log in. And I can't log in because in order to log in, they want me to send them all of my documentation, right? You know, and the emails are kind of obnoxious. Because it's like, oh, hey, you know, here's an update from that woman you had a crush on. She's married now. And then it's like a few months later, oh, yeah, here's another update. She's got a kid now. And then it's like a few months later, oh, yeah, here's another update. The kid has a Facebook account. And then a few months later, it's like, here's the first post from the kid. And it's like, smiles a pendejo. And I'm just like, fuck you, Facebook.
The hell was I talking about? I totally lost my train of thought. Westworld, right. I was saying, Clifton Collins Jr., so he shows up, right? And he's looking all sharp, right? And it's pretty cool. But the thing is that, you know, I get amped for a second, but he's like Phil Keoghan. He just shows up and he's like, here is your next clue. You are still racing. Pom, 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 pom.
And then he just bounces, right? And, you know, again, he looked very cool. He was slick in his futuristic wear, you know. SFPD, everybody's trying to decode that. And that doesn't mean anything, man. That's just some fucking fat designer like DKNY or FUBU or FCUK. You know, it's just some futuristic gibberish that everyone has on their clothes. You know, some future shit. But he drives off, and, you know, I'm not sure if he's going to be back next season. Again, Dolores cannot be played by anybody. Ultimately, her master plan was one that she stole from the master on Doctor Who in The End of Time, I think it was. Basically, she wants to become everybody. Like, she's going to replace everybody on Earth with robot copies of herself, except the master. I don't know how he did it, through some, I don't know, metaphysical metacrisis, some bullshit, whatever. But the point is that he became everybody, and it was a lot more fun when he did it, because, you know, people were like, you know, well, the doctor people, and the doctor and his companions and shit were trying to figure out what's going on, right? And by the time you figured it out, it was too late. He did it. He was everybody, and he's like, yeah, I'm everybody. And then it cuts to like all these shots of John Sim around the world dressed as all these different characters, but just like in their clothes, and he's just John Sim, right, as the master and shit. And he's like, woohoo, look at me, I'm the Queen of England. And then it cuts everybody, yeah. It cuts to America, like, woohoo, look at me, I'm President Obama, yeah. And it's like, wow, that's pretty heavy, right? Because, you know, the Queen of England is just the Queen of England, but, you know, President Obama, you know, they gave him a shout out by name on Doctor Who and shit. Like, so that was pretty heavy, right? That's a pretty heavy moment in time. That's about it for now. Depending on where you listen to this podcast, there may have been an integrated advertisement somewhere in the middle of it. If you enjoyed this podcast and would like to remove that advertising from future episodes, consider becoming a sponsor. You can go to anchor.fm/Lower East Smile, and there's a button somewhere on that page. Click that button and you'll be presented with options so that you can provide the level of support that you're comfortable with. If I get enough sponsors, I can ditch the ads. I'm going to leave you all with one final thought. Just remember, when you're neck deep in shit, that's when you have to keep your chin up the most. Have a great weekend, everybody. This was for Absent Friends.
You have just heard an episode of Smile Says. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed it, perhaps you would consider making a donation. While this podcast is free, I rely on support from listeners like you in order to, well, live, quite frankly. You can show your support by going to anchor.fm/Lower East Smile to subscribe, share it with your friends on social media, make a financial contribution, leave an encouraging voice message, or all of the above. Once again, that address is anchor.fm/LOWEREASTSMILE. Finally, here's some legal stuff before you go. The views expressed on Smile Says are those of the respective individual commentators and do not in any way represent the opinions, viewpoints, and/or beliefs of any company, organization, or legal entity. Except where otherwise noted, the preceding audio program is copyright 2020 Smile from the Lower East Side. All rights reserved. So there.